These directions are just the normal three dimensions of the everyday world in which everything moves left and right, x direction, up and down, y direction, and back and forth, z direction. When the spin of electron A is measured along the x direction by a spin detector placed in its path, it will be either spin up or spin down. The odds are 50-50, the same as those for flipping a coin to see whether it lands heads or tails. In both cases, whether it is one or the other is pure chance. But as with flipping a coin repeatedly, if the experiment is done again and again, then electron A will be found to have spin up in half the measurements and spin down in the rest. Unlike two coins that are flipped at the same time, each of which can be heads or tails, as soon as the spin of electron A is measured as spin up, then a simultaneous measure of the spin of electron B along the same direction will reveal it to be spin down. There is a perfect correlation between the results of the two spin measurements. Bell later attempted to demonstrate that there was nothing strange about the nature of these correlations. The philosopher in the street who has not suffered a course in quantum mechanics is quite unimpressed by Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen correlations. He can point to many examples of similar correlations in everyday life. The case of Bertelmann's socks is often cited. Dr. Bertelmann likes to wear two socks of different colors. Which color will he have on a given foot on a given day is quite unpredictable, but when you see that the first sock is pink, you can be already sure that the second sock will not be pink. Observation of the first, and experience of Bertelmann, gives immediate information about the second. There is no accounting for tastes, but apart from that, there is no mystery here. And is not the EPR business the same? As with the color of Bertelmann's socks, given that the spin of the parent particle is zero, it is no surprise that once the spin of electron A along any direction is measured as spin up, the spin of electron B in the same direction is confirmed as spin down. According to Bohr, until a measurement is made, neither electron A nor electron B has a pre-existing spin in any direction. It is as if we had come to deny the reality of Bertelmann's socks, said Bell, or at least of their colors when not looked at. Instead, before they are observed, the electrons exist in a ghostly superposition of states so that they are spin up and spin down at the same time. Since the two electrons are entangled, the information concerning their spin states is given by a wave function similar to psi equals A spin up and B spin down, plus A spin down and B spin up. Electron A has no X component of spin until a measurement to determine it causes the wave function of the system A and B to collapse, and then it is either spin up or spin down. At that very moment, its entangled partner B acquires the opposite spin in the same direction, even if it is on the other side of the universe. Bohr's Copenhagen interpretation is non-local.